Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, which celebrates 60 years in existence in 2023. On this day, July 12, 1823, the newspaper called The Barbadian brought the country's attention to a trial regarding murder on the high seas. The trial of the accused, named in the report only as Johnson, was held in a court of the Vice Admiralty. Such courts were colonial branches of the High Court of the Admiralty located in England and were juryless entities that were established to uphold British maritime law. According to the evidence presented to the court, the proceeding may the accused, Johnson, was one of several crewmen aboard a Spanish sea vessel which had been traveling from Malaga, Spain to Havana, Cuba, that had been captured by a Colombian privateer vessel. Privateers were persons or vessels hired by a country in a state of war with another to capture the commercial vessels belonging to the enemy country. The privateers were entitled to a share of the value of the goods being carried by the captured vessel. Having taken over the said ship, the crew were sailing the ocean when, almost 2 weeks into the journey, Johnson and another man named Murray got into a heated argument as to whose turn it was to take the wheel at the helm. The situation took a very dark turn when Johnson went below deck and re-emerged with a pistol and shot Murray on the spot in front of another crewman named James Martin. Murray's body was quickly thrown overboard. According to the evidence, 2 nights later, the Spanish captain of the captured vessel was shot and his body thrown into the ocean. Shortly after, for reasons not revealed in the report, another of the privateers, a man named Hutchinson, was tossed into the water by Johnson and James Martin, except on this occasion, he was alive when it happened. Apparently, recognizing that Johnson seemed to be on a rampage and preferring to take his chances with whatever dangers that existed within the ocean, yet another crewman named Antonio Martinez opted to jump off the ship into the waiting waters. Martin himself was then attacked by Johnson, who tied him up in chains without feeding him for 2 days, after which Martin died. Another man named Kempsey's life was spared, as he was the only one remaining who could navigate the ship, so he and a mulatto who was also on board were the only ones not killed by Johnson. Kempsey would eventually be the primary witness in the trial. On June 7th, the ship encountered another vessel. The captain of that ship directed Johnson and his remaining crewmates to the Bridgetown port, where the vessel arrived on June 8th. Extraordinarily, upon arrival, when questioned by the captain of the port about the whereabouts of the crew of the ship, Johnson readily confessed what he had done and he was taken into custody. When brought before the court on July 9th, he was found guilty and sentenced to death. According to the newspaper report carried on this day, July 12, 1823, at no time in the process did Johnson express any remorse for the cruelties he had committed on the high seas. However, that seemed to have changed by the time he was hanged at the pierhead before a large crowd on the morning of July 16th, when, according to the publication, he appeared to have gone to the gallows, recognizing the enormity of what he had done.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.